Welcome back to the second quarter WDOT's coverage. Poor Washington Vikings taking on the Uniondale Knights. If you're just joining us, welcome back. I'm Mikey, joined by my co-host, David. The ball is on the 36, third and 14. Nothing game, 12 minutes remaining, and Uniondale has the ball.
That was the rollout to his right. And it fumbles it! Recover. And it's picked up by Woodside!
Very overdue for that poor Washington defense. They've been pressuring all day and finally get the big play
Latour
that they needed.
Latour got bailed out of a fumble a few plays ago, but Woodside comes in with a beautiful fumble recovery, and Washington is set up in solid field position. Let's see if they keep without the penalties and see if they can move the ball, short passes to get Stevens involved. I think that's the key that they have to do here.
Yeah, 100%. That defense was waiting to jump on them. You mentioned that Latour.
They're going to stick with Behan, a quarterback.
Latour was having some trouble finding his receivers. He had to scramble, and then poor Washington, they're just big. They capitalized on that opportunity.
So
they're going
four wideouts here with Stevenson, Arroyo, Scaglione, Siciliano, and Meyer in the backfield here. Five offensive linemen. Behan's going to drop back, and he's going to throw deep. And it is tipped up in the air and incomplete. Looking for Stevenson to look a big play. Nearly intercepted. I think they're trying to go too deep with Stevenson. They're not utilizing him in the short passing game. And I think that's what's hurting him.
Yeah, and in the short passing game, Anthony Arroyo was wide open on the sideline. He would have had 5 yards about if he cut, if he was able to make that catch. But like we were saying before, I do like the aggression shown by Harrison Behan. You can't just stick with the run game, especially against this defensive line, because it hasn't been working. So throwing it downfield, Stevenson's a great athlete. It's worth a shot.
Right, but in that play, it was nowhere near open. It was a little underthrown, right? But, you have the defender right there. It's hard to get him open. So in the backfield now, it's Meyer and Nick Parinello. They roll Meyer out to the right, and another penalty. Another false start. Jack Robinson with the second false start of the day. I think it's the jitters of having everyone in this town come to this game. There's, a massive turnout. Oh, wow, Mikey. I'm telling you, penalties are key, and they're hurting him deep. Behind shotgun position, receives the ball, hands it off to Meyer, who gets swallowed by who else? Jordan Davis, accompanied by number 55, Mikeli Arilean. Some things that I'll never understand is when you have second and long, third and long, why are you handing the football off? No matter how talented Meyer is, Uniondale's defensive line is just superior to the Port Washington's offensive line, and that's something that they have to recognize and have to change. They have Stevenson solo out on the inside. Snap the ball.
For a quick bubble
play
spin.
Action, oh. Fumble.
And it is
who else?
Jordan Davis with another big-time play.
Sorry. Apologies. Tristan Greenwood, I believe.
No, number 71, Kayshawn Jarman, who came up with it. Wow, and just another. It's another poor offensive sequence for poor Washington.
Interception, fumble. It's time after time after time, nothing can be achieved from either offense.
Yeah, and you see McCarthy having a little conversation with Behan. I think Charlie, mentoring the young quarterback a little bit. McCarthy obviously wishes that he was out on the field right now, but his injury is preventing that.
And a quarterback change for Uniondale. Oh, he nearly fumbles it.
And that was
Karamu.
Karamu.
Beautiful gain, but nearly a fumble.
Yeah, a little sloppy ball handling for both teams.
The ball was up in the air for about a second, and then it came down right into his hands, luckily. But yeah. We could have just saw a back-to-back fumble.
Interesting that Uniondale switched their quarterback. They went from Latour to Karamu, and with poor Washington's offense struggling, you have to consider whether they might make the change to Jackson Gate. Jackson Gate's played a little bit of quarterback this season and is a reliable option.
Second and short. Second and nearly inches. Karamu's out there. Shotgun position. Four receivers out. You're going to motion. And he keeps it. Karamu down to... And he fumbles
it!
Oh,
he fumbles!
And picked up!
Recovered by Siciliano.
And he takes it down to the 39-yard line. What an electric turn of events. Oh, my goodness.
Siciliano, big-time play from the junior.
It looked like Karamu was clear on goal. Stopped at about the 10-yard line. Siciliano hits him, picks it up, takes it for a 30-yard return. Oh, my goodness.
Well, here we go. Another opportunity for Harry Behan to get this offense going. He's been unable to do so. Jackson Gate is still on the bench.
The fact that Port Washington has the same amount of penalties as, you know, turnovers in this game is insane. And Behan is back out there. They're trusting him here. Give him some experience. He's going to roll out to the left. He's going to run. He's going to get to the outside. And he's going to get to the 50. He's going to turn it upfield to the 30, 40. And he's going to get knocked out to 25. What a run by the sophomore.
Reinvigorated offense right now. The whole
35-yard rush.
The whole team moving with.
And that's going to get the crowd pumped up.
And here we go. Good field position.
Our first really true big play of this game. And they're set up in great field position to finally have a chance to score. Hand it off to Meyer here. Gain of about 5 or 6 on the play to around the 19-20-yard line.
Interesting to see what Port Washington's going to do here. They have Siciliano lined up all the way on the right side. He could have a one-on-one matchup in the end zone.
Ironic how the player who's made the most mistakes for the Vikings also has their biggest play of the game, and they're going to look to capitalize now.
And I'm paying attention to that matchup.
Second and five.
On the right. And Behan's going to take
it. Run it. Behan to the corner. Breaks the tackle. And down at the 2-yard line. What a great run by Behan.
Loving to see the confidence in him.
Even though his passing game is a little short, his running game has been doing phenomenal, Mike. He's picked up about 50 yards on the ground.
He's been great so far on the running game.
And first and goal at the 2-yard line. Who else but Behan or Meyer in this situation? You can't throw it here. You can't. Behan takes a snap. He's going to run it in. And met at the line of scrimmage. For about no gain to play.
Big time takedown from that defensive line for the Knights. Second down for the Vikings right at the goal line.
I think they have to give them one more opportunity here. I think they got to keep it on the ground here. Unless they do a quick little out route to Siciliano, who seems to be open on the right side.
Yeah.
Giving a lot of big space by the defender.
Against number 3, Jamel Green, looking to the right side.
He's going to run it, and he's going to get hit.
He gets stuffed again. 61, Jordan Davis.
And they're going to give him a touchdown. Touchdown, Vikings. It did not seem like he got in, but he's in. And it's 6-0 Vikings. Harry Behan, who else?
Yeah, great start.
What a great
start of the second quarter for the Vikings. Finally, wow. Offense starting to click. It wasn't with the deep ball. It was on the run game, but instead of Meyer, it was with Behan. He went to his left twice for big gains and ultimately took it himself. And here we go. Jackson Gaydon hasn't been in quarterback, but he will kick
the extra
point. He's
coming to kick this extra point. Hopefully, to extend the lead to 7. Snap slow. Kick is up. And it is good. And it's 7-0 Vikings here in the second quarter.
Yeah, exact type of energy that they needed.
After a very slow start, it seemed to maybe energize his defense, get another turnover possibly.
Yeah, defense has been starting to step it up a little bit. They forced some turnovers and key moments?
You know, Behan, after an interception and a fumble, gets to talking to you by the coach and by, you know, the star quarterback. Give him some advice, keeps you on the ground, and look what happened.
Yeah, good measure of support from his teammates right here. See Meyer pats him on the back. And here's go. Go time for this defensive line. You've now got a 7-0 lead to work with. The key is just stopping Karamu because he's the new quarterback.
The key for Unadilla is no more fumbles. They got to stop putting the ball on the ground. It's almost happened 4 times already, and we're only in the second quarter.
I don't think they've tried to throw it once.
What do you think the best option is for Unadilla right here, Mikey? They're going to try to keep it on the ground, or they're going to, you know, take it through the air?
You know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. They've ran the ball over and over, and they've either gone nowhere, like been stuffed by Woodside, or they've fumbled. I think at a certain point, you're going to have to use your arm and start throwing it, not even down the field that much, but just play action, short passes, to get your offense going a little bit. They need some first downs, and they haven't been able to get
many. Gates going to kick off. Number 6, Nasir Burrows, and 24, Adeyemi, to return the kick. And the kick is off. Solid kick to about, it'll be received. Barbaros at the 6. And gets it down to the 30-yard line for about a 15-yard return. And that is where Unadilla will set up camp. Looking to score, looking to equalize after a Behan clinic in the running game.
Yeah, it's time for Unadilla to get going. Karamu's got to have some of his confidence in his offense. But yeah, David, you mentioned before that, you know, they really haven't been throwing the ball that much, and I think it's time for that to change for Unadilla. They've got options in there with the receivers. You have Green, Numa, Smith. These guys are all reliable. And you see number 11, Tristan Greenwood, lined up against Jake Siciliano.
Karamu's going to keep it here and get swallowed
74.
Behind the line for a yard loss. Second and 11, it seems. This Viking defensive line has been relentless.
Nice play by the junior Leonardo Holt, number 74. Here we go, second and 10, ball on the 31.
Karamu in the shotgun position. No running backs to assist him here. And they're going to set number 25. Jonathan Marshall in motion, and he is once again swallowed behind the line of scrimmage for about a loss of 1. And we're looking at a 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13 here. And once again, this rushing game for Unadilla has not been able to work. All right, 3rd and 12 here for the 28-yard line. Cameron drops back to pass. He's getting chased by Woodside, who gets him. Oh, no. He's
Meyer
swallowed.
With the play.
Meyer gets him. Woodside.
Good collective team defensive
Nat
effort.
Boy, Blyfield, all, you know, contribute to this tackle. And once again, you just get out the punt.
Yeah, nice 3 now for that Port Washington defense. We mentioned before that they have the lead now and some room to work with. And here you know. You know, 5 minutes is enough time for Port Washington to string together a nice drive.
And you never know with Meyer, he may return this one back if he's getting the opportunity to.
Yeah, for sure. Like we said in the first quarter with the punt, Port Washington has a lot of speed in their special teams department.
Watch for any fakes here, possibly. Ooh, nearly blocked by... number 27. It's going to roll back to 32. Nearly blocked by Nadboy. Mike, what are the keys for this offensive possession? Try to do what they did last drive, keep it on the floor.
Yeah, I think so. I think they could even put a little bit of trickery in there, but also we mentioned before that Troy Stevenson is one of Port's better players. He has not been getting involved in the offense so far. Their only options for him have been the deep ball. But, you know, I'd like to see a few bubble screens to him on the outside. Just different options for Port Washington. But, hey, if you want to keep it on the ground with Behan, I mean, it's been working. So, stick to what
you got.
So, they're
going to ISO Stevenson now on the left side in a solo against number 6, Burrows. Stevenson seems to be beating him on every opportunity he gets. He's going to roll Behan out to the left. He's going to get to about the 40, and he gets eaten by number 6, Burrows, at about the 40-yard line for a gain of about 6 or 7. It's going to be second and pretty short.
Second and 2 for Port Washington now. Honestly, I think they're going to try to give it either to Meyer or have Behan roll left again. That's been their play choice right now, and it's been working for them. A little bit of a low
hand
snap.
Hand off to Meyer, and it appears he picked up the first down by a few yards. Seems like Bodner got into it after the play. He'll rush back to the line of scrimmage. First, they're not going to give him the first down. So third and 1, it appears. I thought he picked up that first down. Behind the shotgun position with Meyer. To his right.
Yeah, I'd like
they're going to have Stevenson and Iorio on the left side.
Like to see Meyer get a little bit more involved.
Maybe a play action.
Behan's going to take it himself.
To the right. And he picked up the first down easily, and he gets to about the 47-yard line before he's tackled.
Yeah, great play by Harry Behan. Been dominating the offense so far.
It looked like there was an opportunity for him to break one loose there, but nice defense by Unandale to recover after their initial break at the line.
David, first and 10. Port's got some options. What is you? If you're Coach Cloggs, what play are you calling right now?
So, depending on the defense that Unandale set up, I may run a slant to Stevenson across the middle, make him make a play because he, you know, get a good opportunity here. They're going to motion Iorio behind the line of scrimmage, fake it to him.
And another penalty for Port Washington.
Getting turnovers and penalties are the story of this game.
Yeah.
You know, yes, now their offense has truly, you know, been able to, you know, produce as much as they'd like to. Washington does have a touchdown, but they're going to bring it back a few yards
because at the line.
Of their fifth offensive penalty.
Yeah.
Two turnovers, 5 offensive penalties, sloppy game. And they are very lucky to be leading because Unandale has been doing the very same thing, minus the penalties. First and 15. In this situation, so you have Stevenson soloed against Burrow. So if you run a slant right there near the logo, wide open. But they're going to run it to Behan.
Oh, and Behan.
And he's met another penalty. Behan
with the run. Tackle made by number 54, Luis Lezama, who we mentioned before with Jordan
appears
Davis.
Appears to be a holding on Port Washington.
Come here, Charlie,
come here. Wow. It'd be a 10-yard penalty.
Offense has just been killed with penalties so far. Yeah, when you look at Port Washington's win against Freeport and Westbury, they did manage to put some points up on the board. Whether that's testament to McCarthy's ability to throw the ball and lead that offense, it probably is because it's only 7-0 unless they score here. That it's going to be 7-0 at halftime. More of a defensive game here for Port Washington, but at the end of the day, this team doesn't have the offensive firepower like some other teams that they're playing do. So they're just really going to have to stick to their stuff. If they have a low-scoring game, that has to be very gritty. It is what it is, and they're not a team that's going to go put up 50 points.
Right. First and long. Back-to-back penalties are hurting this Vikings team. Behan's going to hand it off to Meyer up the middle. He gets tackled at around the 36-yard line. Stevenson's just waiting for the ball to come his way that he's going to have an opportunity to make a play on. You know, while he's such a great deep threat, Mikey, he can get involved in a lot of other ways.
For sure.
You know, give him a little jet screen. Or run. You know, what's the problem with putting Stevenson, as I think you know, calls a timeout here. What is the problem with putting Stevenson in the backfield for a few plays?
Yeah, not much of a problem to be.
I mean, if you have him, you know, in the shotgun position next to Behan, you give him a little pitch to the outside. Opportunity for make a few plays there if you get a block. They roll out a few linemen, Bodner, Woodside. There's a chance that, you know, he makes a play. About 3 minutes left in the second quarter. 7-0 for Washington. So what's the key, if you think, both teams? For Washington, you know, extend this lead, and Uniondale to come back from this lead.
Yeah, I think Uniondale's really got to start throwing an offense. I mean, they've just been getting stuffed and stuffed time again by those seniors on that D-line. Woodside, Lefkowitz, Gargis, all leading the charge. They're really going to have to try to throw it because poor Washington's secondary has not been super great for
them.
Well,
they haven't been threatened yet.
But their defense this season has looked a little bit of shallow. They don't have that much deep coverage. So I think it's time for Uniondale to take advantage of that. As for poor Washington, they've got the fans with them. The vibes are really great at the stadium. I think they just have to keep doing their thing. I think as the game gets on, Behan becomes a little bit more comfortable. We've already seen that he's learning this offense more and more through each drive. And here we go. Behan's lining up with Meyer. Once again, the two of them in the backfield.
I think it's just important that they take out the little things, the penalties and all that. Because if you do that, they've lost around 50, 60 yards due to penalties.
Yeah. You can make an argument that the score would be a lot higher than it is.
Second and long, they're going to motion Iorio. They're going to flip it to him. He's going to get to the outside. Oh, it seems like a horse collar. He's going to keep going. Down to the 40. 50-yard line before he steps out around the 48. Horse collar tackle there, a holding penalty against Uniondale. They're going to bring him, you know, give him a few yards.
Yeah, big play by the junior, Anthony Iorio. We saw last year he got introduced at the end of the season.
A speedy, speedy receiver that could be utilized similar to Stevenson. And they have not gotten involved too much. They motioned him a lot. They haven't given the ball. And look what he does when they give him the ball. Draws a penalty. And a holding penalty against Port Washington that's going to bring this all the way back.
Yeah, brutal, brutal.
It seemed
penalty.
To me that there was a horse collar tackle made against Iorio, but now it seems like they're going to bring it all the way back to the 22-yard line. Mikey, this drive, I want to let you know. This new set of chains started at the 48-yard line. They brought it all the way back 24 yards.
Yeah, just sloppy penalties for Port Washington all throughout the game so far. Ball's all the way on the 22
and it's
now.
Around second to 30-something, Mikey. This is a disaster for Port Washington. And a timeout by Port Washington. You know, we said it a few minutes ago. Penalties, crucial. And they're killing Port Washington here. You know the score is 7-0, but it feels like it's much closer. It feels like it's tied. It feels like it's 0-0. Because no team is, in my opinion, pulled away.
No, not even close. I mean, the score obviously is only 7-0, so clearly no team's pulled
it's
away.
Close.
But they really have not been able to do much on offense for both sides. I'd like to see a second half filled with a little bit more excitement. I think it's your homecoming game, and you want to win. But Port's got to start getting some points up on the board. Once again, it is unfair of us to make that statement because we know that McCarthy is out injured, and they do have this young sophomore quarterback playing for them. And look, we're going to shout out our AD, Mr. Nick Schrautweiser. He's got the T-shirt cannon showing some
utilized
love.
Utilized at the pep rally yesterday.
Yeah, showing some love to the students that came out to support.
Definitely a favorite. Got a lot of little kids looking, throwing their hands up, looking to get a T-shirt.
Yeah, maybe you'll see some of these kids on the field,
you know,
in 10 years.
While the game may be sloppy, the environment is nothing. You know, is anything but. Very fun culture here, and hopefully, you know, they're trying to build this program.
Yeah, I think Port Washington's not known as a football town.
No.
A lot of its top athletes are soccer, running, tennis. But you know, Mr. Schrautweiser, he's been trying to get in here and implement the different theme days. Oh, my goodness. And
another
false start
penalty on Washington. Bringing back five more yards, Mikey. It's going to be...
Behan's very frustrated right now with his offense. Second and 37 now for poor Washington. I mean, at this point, I cannot imagine why they wouldn't just send one deep to Stevenson. That's probably their best option.
But I feel like in this situation, Unidale is they're going to have a lot of coverage in the back end. You know, you have Karamu here as a free safety in the back. You know, along with Numa. But here's the thing. You know, when you have a second and 37, you're expecting the team to go deep to try to get some chunk plays back. But, you know, if we keep on the ground, like they're going to hand it off to Meyer right here, and just he's like not going to get anything. And timeout by Uniondale. Oof. So third and nearly impossible.
Yeah, not looking so great for poor Washington this drive. And the worst part of it is they're going to have to probably punt and give Uniondale solid field position with just under 2 minutes about left in the second quarter. So now you're setting up Uniondale for an opportunity to tie the game at halftime. Not the offensive drive that Port Washington wanted, especially after scoring their first touchdown in what has been a long day for the offense.
And, you know,
so
and
far.
As we've seen, Gade can't punt the ball too far. So it's going to be hard for Washington to get an opportunity where they're not going to have Uniondale threatening to score before half, as you said. Penalties. There have been four penalties on this one drive. Two false starts and two holdings. Behan and the offense got a trap back out there looking to have a miracle happen on third and forever. So you're going to have Behan by himself in shotgun formation.
Here we
five
go.
Five receivers. They're going to motion Meyer.
Burrows is on Stevenson.
They're going to flip it to Meyer. And he's going to try to make a play. And he's going to get tackled at the 30. A nice game of Meyer, but the problem is he still had around 20 more yards to go.
Yeah, very tough for this poor Washington offense to do much on that drive. Once again, we see a hesitancy of throwing the ball deep downfield, whether it's because they're worried about getting intercepted or it's just Behan doesn't have much confidence in that ability. And we have a successful
T-shirt launch from the Here come the T-shirts. Another timeout, it appears. Very slow moving game. It's very confusing. You have a team that has nearly 8 penalties. In any other game, they would be losing. And they're winning. And Uniondale has to capitalize right here. They have to. Because if they go into that locker room losing, it's not going to be too good for them.
Gade coming out to punt with the special teams unit. Punting at about the 30-yard line.
With Fingal standing at about the 45 of Uniondale. He's going to back up a little bit. Maybe the wind is playing a factor in this punt. Nick Parnell will be blocking for Gade. Because as we saw, Nadboy almost got to the other punter, so they don't want that to happen to Washington. A nice punt by Gade. It's going to hit the ground and roll out at about the 35-yard line.
All right, well, here we go. 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Is it possible that Uniondale drives 60 yards, 65 yards down the field to score a touchdown, even though they haven't had any offensive production the entire
Here's
day
what I'm gonna
in a
say.
Two-minute drill?
This is the moment where you don't have much to lose on this drive. You're probably, if you have a turnover, you're probably not going to get scored on this half. You just got to go deep, in my opinion, or just make a bunch of short passes, but they just have not been relying on their passing game whatsoever. It's been primarily run game. So now's the time to air one out for some of your wide receivers. Numa, Green,
and
Smith, all waiting.
Well, there's an opportunity that, you know, Karamu goes deep here, but we haven't seen it yet because he hasn't had the opportunity. He's getting, you know, rushed at seemingly every play by this defensive line. So Uniondale's going to set up camp here at the 35-yard line. That's where they're going to start their drive. Karamu and shotgun. They're going to motion Marshall. And he's going to be kept and tackled at around the 40-yard line for a gain of 5. Second and 5 here. Unidale, you know, utilizing the running game a little more than Port Washington because Port Washington has been hurt by those penalties. They got to move quick here. They only got a minute 30 left on the clock to go 60 yards. Cameron's going to
keep
again.
Oh, a nice spin move by Karamu.
And he gets down at around the 44-yard line. So third and one, third and two here.
Yeah, very doable for this Uniondale offense.
The problem is the clock is ticking and they only got a minute 15 with two timeouts left. So it's possible.
Yeah, you could settle for a field goal. Luckily, Port Washington's only scored 7 points. Not too much of a damage for all.
Cameron's going to keep it again. He's going to run.
Oh, big gain
for
him. Gets
space, and he's tackled at around the 42-yard line.
Yeah, nice game for Karamu. It's been well overdue for Uniondale to finally break through that defensive line.
The clock is ticking, 50-yard line. I mean, there's no chance to get a field goal from anywhere near here.
No, not near here.
You assume, but Karamu, Port Washington, they have to know what they're expecting. It looks like they're going to keep it on the ground every single play with Karamu.
Karamu steps into it, and it is caught by number 7, Fingle. Ethan Fingle, but is wrapped up right away by Aurelio.
And the coach is telling him a little urgency. There's, I believe, a possible timeout. The clock seems to be stopped.
Oh, and Karamu gets eaten up by number 54, Stamati Gargas. Big time tackle by him.
Assisted by Meyer and Siciliano here.
30 seconds. Time is ticking for Uniondale. They've
Christian
got a couple
Paranello,
more couple more plays here.
He's gonna scramble out.
Good pressure by Port Washington.
And he's hit.
Hit during the throw.
Hit by Gargas, assisted by number 27, Hayden Nadboy.
Nadboy is a little slow to get up, limping off. He looks like he got eaten up.
And it looks like, you know, there's not much time left. They're going to keep the offense on the field here. See if they can get something. And Nadboy's going to, you know, he's hurting, but he's going to limp back onto the field and try to get the stop. You know, penalties may tell a different story, but this team has a lot of heart, and they're going to fight until nothing else. Fourth down, Karamu and shotgun.
Immediate pressure.
Chased by Bodner, and he throws it deep and nearly intercepted. I think it's better that they didn't intercept that because now they're going to have better field position. With only about 20 seconds left, you know, maybe they'll take a knee. Maybe they're going to take it to the locker room. We have no idea, but it doesn't seem like that. I mean, unless they throw it deep to Stevenson, it doesn't seem like they have a chance of getting down the field. And we know that that hasn't worked yet.
21 seconds. Yeah, good defense by the Vikings here. Time is ticking. I think the clock.
And I believe that is halftime, folks.
That's a wrap. We will see you at the start of the third quarter. A very slow game. Port Washington leads 7-0.